We will call the Gates County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, March 6, 2024, at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Thiemann, Dorrance, Waverly, and Lytle, and Mr. Schuler is calling in. Consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held February 21st, 2024, approve all claims through March 6th, 2024, in the amount of $419,943.77, accept claim number 2403-0187, to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $3,748.33, and number 2403-0192 to RL Team and Construction Inc. in the amount of $20,946.41 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Receive and place on file the Noxious Weed Evaluation Report and authorize the chairman to sign. Approve sheriff office fees for service. Approve utility permit number 1297 to Northern Natural Gas. Northern Natural Gas will be installing a new electric line for a control panel starting at the North Greater Ditch along Belvedere Road, approximately 1,500 feet east of Southwest 89th. Northern will bore under Belvedere Road for new electrical line into the South Greater Ditch of Belvedere Road. Once in the South Greater Ditch, Northern will continue all work in their approved right-of-way working south. Located north of Section 11, Township 3 North, Range 5 East, Lincoln Township. Approve utility permit number 1298 to Pinpoint Communications, Inc. Pinpoint will be installing a new communications line on Lilac Road. Starting at Highway 77 in the Southeast Greater Ditch, Pinpoint will bore along the outer edge of Lilac Road right-of-way in the South Greater Ditch for approximately 300 feet. Place a pedestal bore under Lilac Road to the North Greater Ditch and place another pedestal. Located north of Section 15, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Approve specs and call for bids on 2024 Gage County Culvert Project. Bids to be opened on April 3rd, 2024 at 9:15. Approved district court summary fee and report of register of deeds fee report for the month of February 2024. Approved specs and call for bids on six box culverts. Bids to be opened April 3rd, 2024 at 9:30 a.m. Approved specs and call for bids on camera for Gage County Highway Department. Bids to be opened April 3rd, 2024 at 9:40 a.m. Approved specs and call for bids on access control systems. Years. Must be compatible with access camera station system. Bids to be opened on April 3rd, 2024 at 9:45 a.m. Approve cancellation of check number 2311058 in the amount of $3,001.50 to Prohaska and Associates. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, less any items you'd like to pull off, Ms. Haxby.
I approve with less item number 9. The specs were not ready, so we will push that back for 2 weeks.
Do you mean item 11 by chance?
Yeah, sorry, 11.
Any other items to pull off of the consent agenda? If not, we have a motion by Haxby to approve the consent agenda less item 11.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Item 11, that was pulled off. That was just because specs weren't done by Minnelli Wagner and Associates. We will revisit those in 2 weeks with a little additional information. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number, claim to Garrison Law in the amount of $522.50. This was a claim that was turned in past the 90 days again. There were a couple of those claims. I believe Mr. Harris, Judge Schreiner, have both visited with him. The Statute would be 23-135. All claims against the county shall be filed with the county clerk within 90 days of the time labor and materials or the basis for the claim have been furnished or performed. We have two of these. Do you want to touch on this, counsel?
Basically, the statute covers the deal, and we had a situation a few years ago that was brought to the attorney's attention. You need to timely file those. And that gives us an opportunity to review them and so that we can, when it's close to the event happening, it can be checked.
Do you want to make recommendation at all on this? Or?
As usual, follow the statute. And again, that's something that, you know, the clerk's office catches those. You know, they're real good about doing that. So.
Doesn't that statute also allow for a process to be done if we, you know, we follow the statute, deny the claim, but there's a process that could be filed?
He can appeal it if he wants to. Yeah.
He's done this before, has he?
Just having some late, you know, late billings, yeah. I can't tell you exactly when that was, but it's, you know, I remember at that time I spoke with him. I said, you know, get them done. Because, you know, I'm not saying they're not legitimate fees, but, you know, there's laws that, for a purpose. And if you disregard those, then, you know, why have them? So.
And I don't know. There is an appeal process if we would deny these. I don't know if this is something where we say, last time there was a warning. I don't know if these are claims that Judge Schreiner has gone through. He actually modified the dollar amounts. This may be one of those where we pay them and we say, hey, we're serious this time. I'm not saying that's the route to go, but these are fees that he did incur. It's just a matter of, do we pay them because they're outside of the 90 days? And I don't know that there's an absolute right answer or wrong answer. The statute gives us an absolute right and wrong.
So if we approve these, we got to approve them all if they're late fee?
That would also be the precedent we'd be setting if we do approve the claims that are late. We would probably want to be consistent and... Yeah, you're right, Mr. Dorn.
And the appeal process is to the district court, so it's not that difficult if he wants to go ahead and appeal it up to the district court and argue why he should be paid up there outside the statutory amount or statutory time frames. Fine.
Mr. Lytle.
Didn't we have one a while back that was a year or two late? I don't even remember if that was Garrison or who it was, but didn't we have one a while back that was a lot later?
Yes. We have some different ones.
What did we do on those? We paid them, didn't we?
We paid them, and I believe the judge talked to him and said, this is, you're going to get these in on time.
That was the same person?
I don't know on the year-old one. I know there was a group of them before, and we put them all through, and I believe Judge Schreiner talked to this party and said, get your claims in on time.
I would lean towards what you suggested, Eric, and in the fact that he did do the work and it's relatively close to the time frame. We just remind him of the...
But...
Okay.
Could we remind in writing so that
next
time it just doesn't happen?
I think that's what I was going to suggest, okay, that we're going to pay this time, but we do it in writing. When he gets his check, we put a letter in it from the board saying, if you continue to do this, we're going to not pay you after this. I don't know if we can do that or not, but that's how everybody else does it, okay? So
we can do anything until somebody sues us or tells us we can't. As long as Roger doesn't jump up and down and say, whoa.
He just asked what the position was.
That would be the way to get his attention. At least it's in writing. You got a piece of paper in front of you, okay? So
I will say counsel did tell us this is in the statute. This is the way this works.
Well,
so
put the statute number and what it says into it when you send his check out to him with a note. So that would be my recommendation, but that's... I'll make a motion to do it that way. Then how's that?
Second.
Motion by Swavely, second by Lytle, to pay claim to Garrison Law in the amount of $522.50 with a letter that states the next claim over 90 days will not be paid and a copy of Statute 23-135 included.
Yep. Roger, is that, think that will work?
Will it work? That's a personal opinion I won't give you.
Is it an acceptable solution for this situation?
Hey, again, I understand what you're doing, and I'll smile and say that's not the first time you haven't listened to me. It's fine, but you spent enough time on it already.
Thank you, Council.
Mr. Juergens.
Any additional discussion on this item? If not, please vote. We have 4 in favor, with Haxby and Dorn voting no. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove claim number claim to Garrison Law in the amount of $399. This would be the exact same situation as the other one. There were 4 claims in that claim packet. But this would be the same scenario as the previous.
Proved the same way.
A motion by Swavely to pay this item with a letter saying we won't again over 90 days, a copy of 23-135 included.
Second.
Second by Lytle. The 4-2 vote, I was wondering if anyone would change and we'd tie it up. Any additional discussion on this item? If not, please vote. We have a 4-2 vote with Haxby and Dorn voting no. Motion carries.
Uh-oh. You break it, did you?
My screw.
Yeah, do you have one?
No. Somebody had one on. Davey's here.
I've got one in my...
Approve or disapprove claim number 24030187 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $3,748.33 and claim number 24030192 to RL Team and Construction, Inc. in the amount of $20,946.41. This will bring the total amount of claims paid through March 6th, 2024 to $445,560.01. These are both companies that I am involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Juergens, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries.
And no.
His switch is broke. He needs a small screwdriver.
I think Dave went to find the pliers.
We have faulty equipment here.
My scripts.
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We do have a 9 o'clock timed event. And Scott, do you want to come up and get that started? Morning, Scott.
Morning. How's it
going? How are you?
Good. We're going to recognize a veteran this morning, Louis Cateau. He enlisted in the United States Marine Corps September 14, 1967. Louis was promoted to sergeant on March 1, 1970, and honorably discharged July 14, 1970. Lewis's MOS was a 2511 wireman. His awards include the Combat Action Badge, Good Conduct Medal, National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnamese Service Medal with 4 Bronze Stars, the Vietnamese Cross with Gallantry with Palm Frame, the Vietnamese Campaign Medal 1960, and the rifle marksmanship badge. With that, I'd like to ask Lewis to come up. So say a few words.
I'm not really one much for the spotlight, but I kind of debated even come here. But here I am. I'd like to think this is all possible because of the vets, giving us the freedom to do what we do. And I just appreciate the recognition. Everybody knows that war was a disaster. And some of the vets got treated pretty bad, so this is kind of coming full circle. And I know you guys are busy, so that's all I got to say. But I appreciate the recognition. Thank you very much for the honor.
Mr. Cantu, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, I'd like to give you this plaque,
wow,
as well as this small token of our appreciation. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Mr. Cantu said that very well. This is all possible because of our vets and the sacrifices they've made. So it is always wonderful when we can give a small recognition like this. But thank you very much, sir.
Proud to serve.
At this time, I'll ask for comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Mr. Fernanding, come on up and give your name and address for the record, please.
Don Fernanding, Blue Springs, Nebraska. What is being handed out is a flyer that is our view shed of Homestead National Monument. The front has a couple of pictures of the view shed, as well as the back, and then the view shed map is also included. These views are from the, or to the south and southwest and west of Homestead National Historical Park. I am Don Fernanding. I am the Friends of Homestead National Historical Park Board President. I am here today to address a possible new construction project near Homestead National Historical Park. The construction is requiring, it's my understanding, 100% of their electricity to be generated by renewable systems. That construction includes numerous large wind turbines south and southwest of the park. There are rumors that the Board of Supervisors will not or may not follow the voted on and passed wind turbine regulations and issue an exception for this company. The Organic Act of 1916 created the National Park Service. That act has to be followed by all park officials and employees. The current regulations are great, as I stated in front of this board numerous times, and I thank you for helping to protect our park. No viewshed study has been completed that the park is aware of. No person or company, to the park's knowledge, ever visited the park to determine possible sites for new turbines that would follow the current regulations. No one has spoken to the park superintendent about any projects that would change our view shed. Our view shed is extremely important to us. Please leave the current regulations in force. Do not give exceptions to anyone or any company, and do not change the regulations because one organization wants to build a new turbine or wants to build new wind turbines using different regulations. If an organization states that they want 100% green, I would tell them, great, wonderful. But we plan on auditing your usage to ensure that you are only using renewable energy. And if we find that you're not, we will plan on fining you for the amount of electricity used that is generated by fossil fuel. No one can be 100% green using only renewable energy today or in the near future. No one can guarantee wind. This money then generated from that fine could be used for the park to construct view barriers or viewshed barriers from the turbines. Our night sky viewshed would be destroyed with new taller wind turbines, and that would become unrepairable. That's all I have to say. I thank you for your time, and I really do hope that in the future, as new companies come about and want to do projects like this, the park is in favor of renewable energy. We just have to be very, very careful as to where those systems are placed. And that's why we would like these companies to come to the park, and we would take them out into the park and ask, where are you planning on putting these turbines? For example, there are lots of places you could place those turbines, and we would be perfectly happy with them. We just need to protect the only side of the park that is still that still has this kind of a viewshed, and that is to the south and to the southwest and west. Thank you. Any questions?
In public comment, we can't discuss back and forth, but thank you for your presentation and information.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak a public comment for anything for future agenda items? Good morning, Mr. Barnard.
Good morning.
Please give your name and...
Gary Barnard, 1400 Garfield Beatrice. What I've got to tell you is probably non-controversial, but you never know. We're having a marriage prayer breakfast on March 27th, and we're having Trev Alberts as our keynote speaker, and I'd like to invite all of you to come. It's for early risers because breakfast starts at 6. Program starts at 7, and you're all invited.
What was the date again?
March 27th.
I didn't hear what it was.
Mayor's prayer breakfast.
Yeah. So you're all welcome. I got something for you afterwards for everybody if they want to come.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak at public comment? If not, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Well, I wasn't here last week, so David had over the weekend anyway before I talked to him, so he'll take care of it this morning. So,
good morning. Mr. Jones, good morning, thank you for fixing this switch.
Yes. good pair of ice grips always comes in handy. The street lights the holiday lights are paying for did get delivered to Echo. They are storing them. So just depending on how the spring goes, hopefully we can move forward and get those installed here soon. So it'll be a nice addition to the courthouse, having lights on the north and west side. Sean Van Lanningham came last week and took the lights off of the two tall spruce trees. And while he was here with his man lift, we did look at the northeast corner. The gutter had damaged when all the snow turned to ice, and it ripped that part of the gutter off. So he did fix it temporarily, and then he ordered a new piece of copper, and he has a break, so he will recreate that 9-foot piece of gutter and replace that. And Don did contact Nirma and told them that we did have a little bit of damage to the gutter. District court clerks got their desk delivered last Friday. Adam and I are kind of right in the middle. We're on the downswing now where we can start working on the back side of the counter and get them in place. The only trouble we have with this project this time, usually we can work from the floor below as far as with the wiring and the cabling. This is positioned right above the men's and women's restroom, and it actually didn't have an open ceiling ever, so it's kind of in between a hard ceiling and the floor, so we'll figure out a way to get the cabling in there. And then lawn bids are closed at 9:15, so I'll hang around for that.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Equalization, Patty gave us just a a brief update there, that there would be, she's seeing substantial valuation increases again. Of course, we also approved the Form 451 exemptions for qualifying organizations. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $30,458. RLT Construction Incorporated, repair culvert settling, $20,946.41. That is it.
Brief claims this week. Human resource, nothing really to report on that. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, the Siren Project is moving forward. I just met on site. As you recall, we're putting that additional siren to hook into the same frequency out at the hospital area when you're pulling up, you know, and it branches off to Landmark and then or to the hospital, we'll have a siren at that location. So met on site with Pat Weiss, the City of Beatrice is helping us put in the what I consider the pole and the electrical there, and then our siren is in stock in Missouri. So hopefully everything's in place by April. So that's moving forward very well. We did, most of you have probably heard, we did have six different agencies that were represented going out to the Betty's Way Fire for deployment with personnel and equipment. I will be sure and get one of those individuals here, because if they can share the story of how the impact is when you go off-site and you're there to help, because the same feeling, you know, comes from within when, if ever, we have to have the same help, too. So we had several trainings here this last week, and then tomorrow we actually are hosting, again, the 14 counties over here for emergency management, and then we'll go into the Homestead LAPC meeting, which is the four counties down at the fire department. So as far as zoning is concerned, just to chat a little bit about the question that you had for Patty or question that came up with Shrouses and so forth, I would say 50% of the new home permits that we get in are that same design where, you know, they're probably a metal building which has a multi-purpose, you know, has a porch on the outside, but now has maybe that 1,200 to 1,500 square feet living unit on it. So if the outside perimeter changes, you know, or expands, usually those individuals or that contractor will call us, and then that will be an application or a permit. If a contractor does call in and say, hey, they're going to revise something, then we'll make sure that we report it to Patty's office. But I'm sure a lot of it that they're probably catching if they, you know, send an appraiser out or, you know, of some sort. But yeah, the design has changed of how houses are working. So let's see. On Monday, I had given on your desk, there's some packet of information. You will have the recommendation coming next at your next meeting for the flour mill of Brad Dusenberry's over on West Elm Road. It's a great project, so we'll report on that at that particular time. Our next meeting for PNZ is going to be March 28th, and we do have a new chairman elected. James Lenners is elected, and then vice chair is Gary Damro. And then the last thing that I did want to report to you also, which you have a report on your desk, NextEra had reached out to us for the repower project on the Steel Flats project. If you'll note just that overview that was sent to Jefferson County and Gage County on Friday, but basically what that's going to consist of in our county is the 12 turbines that are located in Gage County will be repowered. So as I understand, nothing changes with the actual pedestal itself. They'll lift off the hub and the blades, replace the blades, and then the generator portion of that particular project.
Lisa, I'll have you pause just for 1 second. I mean, you can stay up there.
Sure.
Are there any other lawn bids in the audience? If not, I'd ask for a motion to close the lawn bids at 9:15 on the clock.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor. Lawn bids are closed. Please continue.
Sure. So if you're looking at the Steel Flats project, Steel Flats has 12 turbines in Gage County, 32 in Jefferson County. So with that particular project, as I understand, they actually, again, left that off of the existing tower, set everything off to the side. They're looking at a summer to fall project this year. They did share with us that probably only looking at 2 months for the entire project to be replaced. As it shares in your summary report, they do intend on installing an ALS system, which is the aircraft detection lighting system, which will consist of when there's an aircraft in the area, then the lighting system will turn on, and that's something that they did not have before. The tower, the notification, or the actual tower itself, though, for that signaling will be in Jefferson County. So the changes as far as in the tower is concerned, as it states in your summary, the changes are the height and the blades will increase 45 to 60 feet depending upon the particular turbine model. NextEra has been working with existing project landowners and offering participant agreements to the adjacent landowners. And then as far as taxes, the taxes that will be generated in addition to, they've got it stated here additionally about $10,000 per year for Gage County, and Jefferson County about $25,000. I'm sure that's probably based upon the nameplate, and then because the property tax probably isn't going to change. And then most importantly was the roads use and maintenance agreements. As most of you recall, Terry, you were on that too. I did reach out to Mark too as far as the roads agreement. The application process will be the same, you know, for each turbine. We'll ask to, you know, look at each one of the project areas and then make sure that, you know, the application is being applied for. It has to meet all the setbacks. In consulting with the county attorney's office, has to, as we state in our new regs, it has to meet the regs that were in place in 2013. And they can't build any additional structures. That was part of the process there. So I don't really have anything else unless you have questions or anything for me. So
I think I just, Terry, you've usually got a pretty good pulse on the, how's the neighborhood feel about that down there? It's been pretty supportive of that Steel Flats.
I've heard nothing negative. Nothing negative yet. Nothing.
Wouldn't anticipate it either.
I guess while Lisa's up here and with the homestead being here this morning, as we've talked and the public has talked about that potential project, have you heard any rumblings down there on that new potential project? Positive or negative, either way?
No.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Lytle, if it'd be all right before we move on to the sheriff, if we could go through the lawn bids. We did close them, but we had a timed event at 9:15.
Are we gonna take aim at the sheriff? Because he said he didn't have anything.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So you can just move on if you'd like.
All right, we'll just move on then. Oh, I should have given that to you, Dave. I'm sorry.
All right. She makes good secretary.
I'm having to carry those over. I'm sorry, Dave.
Not
that
you
was
too
unintentional.
Now, Dave. I already catch it over here. You get Eddie to be your secretary.
Yeah.
I used to do it for Denny, but I guess I'm not good enough anymore.
You want to? No. I can pass it on.
I have to refund this money.
Madam Secretary, you can read them.
Oh, I can read them,
you
too?
You could read them, too.
This one is from Beatrice Lawn Care. The lump sum for the 2024 mowing bagging is $5,370, and the same thing for 2025. Lawn treatment, grub control for 2024 and 2025 is $77,350. Do I get a secretary?
Yes.
Oh, I'm moving up. This is from Greenway Lawn Services. For 2024 and 2025, mowing and bagging, so it's the same price for both years. It's $4,350. And then for the lawn treatment, fertilization, grub control, also same price for both years, $6,465.
And although I took those away from Mr. Swavely, Mr. Swavely, do you want to review those with Mr. Jones and make a recommendation later?
Yeah.
This morning yet?
Yeah. Give them to Dave and let him, he can do his things with them, okay? So.
We will move on to road and bridge. Mr. Juergens, Ms. Haxby.
I didn't say it.
No secretary comment this time?
I didn't say it.
Okay,
I didn't say
just checking. We're going to be on the agenda here approving the rock and gravel bids. The dirt crew bladed and moved trees, asphalt, sealed and assessed roads. We reviewed the pickup bids, went over the rock and gravel bids. Mark met with Millinelli Wagner to go over the six box culvert projects to discuss. There was, I think, one with a landowner with some issues. Was that all figured out? Okay, good deal. That was all figured out, and the constructor, the designs can get finished on that one. Discussed the stop signs at Holmesville. Talked about blading at Holmesville. And then also discussed going to 4 10-hour days during the warm months. The RAISE grant application is in. We got it in on Wednesday last week, 253 pages and 3 Excel files. So we will hopefully, that grant is selected in June. Hopefully we'll be hearing or getting some questions in the meantime, because that means that we've went through the first part of that process. And then the BIP grant is due on the 19th. So I am working on putting those pieces together. I have all the data, but they have a different format. It's kind of the same information that they want with the merit criteria, but it is in a different format through Excel. So I have titled the project Gage County Vital Connections Bridge Replacements. So we'll just put the pieces together, get some support letters, and we'll get that in as well.
Two more things, I suppose. Do you all want Ms. Krackemeyer to come and give her report in person next meeting for Engage? Tourism also, but Krackemeyer will also have a report. Tourism will be here next. She could bring her. We've had times when you guys just want the report and read it, and then maybe this would be a good one to have her come again in case there's any questions on anything coming up. I'll be going next week. I'll be gone with Send to Washington to talk to our senators and congressmen and whoever else they set meetings up with for us. But, of course, SEND is part of the 15-county organization that we belong to. We'll be going out to, what's the word we use instead of lobby?
Work with
the senators and congressmen on behalf of our area. So if there's anything we want to say specifically, let me know. And the good thing is in Nebraska we have those relationships back and forth anyway. We're in other states we may not have that, but we'll have a face-to-face in D.C. there this coming week.
Another vacation.
Working for you, Edward. Dakota Hurley, her tourism coordinator. She won't be in today. That'll go on the meeting at the 20th. Tourism grant would also be part of her presentation. Up next, approve or disapprove bids for two highway department pickups.
Which one?
The visitor improvement grant for Beatrice Cemetery. I believe Ms. Hurley will give that presentation when she comes.
Okay.
On the 20th.
All right.
So we'll skip over two items there for Ms. Hurley, and then we'll move on to the highway department pickups. The bids we received four, two local dealers, Premier, Chevrolet, and Twin Rivers. Those bids were $106,000 and $99,246 respectively. Next lowest would be Husker Chevrolet for $97,998. And the parent low bid was Gene Steffi Auto Group for two 2024 Ram pickups at $89,490. All trucks met specs. Some had other items.
Some had a little extra, but
I guess I would ask for a motion and a second to approve or disapprove these pickups and which ones.
Mark,
do you have something to add?
So, you know, I gave you guys all my review on there, and as I stated on Monday, price-wise, the Ram trucks from Gene Steffi, the low bid, is a great price. Truck-wise, the trucks from Husker Chevrolet would be the ideal choice. Just with the little extras they had in there, as stated on Monday, the extras were never in the specs. It was just something that they had added in. With the additional steps on the box and then the bumper would be a safety thing with the guy trying to get into a box to get something. There again, it was not in the specs. It's just an addition that would be nice.
So the benefit or the extras they have would be steps in the box?
Steps in the box.
An alternator that's 40 amps higher?
Yep. Larger gas tank. Skid plates on the front oil pan, front axle, and transfer case. A larger front axle, which I think it's an extra 650 pounds gross vehicle weight it added. Additional lighting in the truck bed and an easy lift tailgate. And then they also added extra pass-through grommets in the firewall for additional wiring and roof emergency light provisions.
Are those items worth 10% more?
There again, that's a he said, she said kind of thing. It, like I said, price-wise, the Ram trucks would do what we have to do.
I'm glad we had some local bids here, too. That was good to see. The fleet pricing, that's one of the reasons we don't have some of the other items or other bidders. The fleet pricing is tough because of vehicle availability now. They just aren't available. But I guess I need what I would ask for would be a motion and a second on a vehicle. Or additional comment.
I would like to make a motion to accept the bid price for two vehicles for $89,490 from Gene Steffi Auto Group.
Second.
Second.
We have motion by Juergens, second by Lytle, to approve the apparent low bid on the two pickups, 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman four-wheel drives from Gene Steffi. Any additional discussion on these pickups? If not, please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove accepting or rejecting the rock and gravel bids. Mr. Juergens.
We received all the information. No need to get into it. The first and second are all in color-coded here. The main thing is pit price at Powell is $1,865, Alex Pitt is $1,865, and Boyden Pitt is $1,865 per ton. Rock? I'll just pick one. Inch and a half crusher run, $1,830, inch and a half crusher from Beatrice Concrete. Inch and a half crusher run from Hard Rock Quarries is $18. So that's what the cost is going to be, and hauling, as everybody knows, ranges from township to township. There's a Beatrice sand and gravel on the gravel was second for hauling material to townships, and Rock-On was first on most of the hauling contracts.
Mr.
Gunkey. There was a substantial price increase on rock for 3/4 and 1 inch. From all three quarries that were able to get it, which leads to supply and demand, but we will work around that. We'll be smart as when we're trying to get rock, and if it's cheaper to go one to the other.
I'd like to make a recommendation to accept all bids and move on from there.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion on accepting all bids? If not, please vote. Five in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove recommendation of special designated liquor designated license for Tall Tree Tastings, LLC, on Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, at Chick Shed. Chic Shed? Yes. Is this the Chic Shed? Okay, Chic Shed, 29722 South 36th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310. We have the Chic Shed shopping review from the sheriff. There's not any opposition from the sheriff's office on this Chic Shed shopping tasting event.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any additional discussion on the Chic Shed?
Say that five times fast.
Chic Shed, Chic Shed. Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove recommendation of special designated liquor license for Tall Tree Tasting on Tuesday, June 25th, 2024, again at the Chic Shed, 29722 South 36th Beatrice, Nebraska.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Again, there's no opposition from the Sheriff's Department. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove recommendation on special designated liquor license for Tall Tree Tasting, LLC, on Sunday, August 4th, 2024, at the Sheik Shed, 29722 South 36th, Beatrice, Nebraska. Again, there's no opposition from the Sheriff's Department for this recommendation. Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove Memorandum of Understanding of Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid Program and Adult Diversion Program Agreement for July 1st, 2022 through July 30th, 2023.
June 30th.
I'm sorry, June 30th, 2023. This is one that slipped by, just a retroactive agreement so that we have it on file.
Okay.
Christina, do you have anything you want to say on this, or this would be a routine item that we would have for council?
Basically, it's an item, you know, we've been operating under it. We just didn't get it officially signed, so we're asking the board to approve that, and the next item is for this year's.
I wondered about the date. Yeah. So, okay, all right.
And the difference in numbers are basically based on the amount of the grant. So, in case you have any questions about that.
So moved.
Second.
The date's on.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. The date's on.
Okay, never mind. I think it's just a date we signed it.
Okay. Motion by Swavely, second by Dorn, to sign the Program for Adult Diversion Program, Juvenile and Services Aid and Adult Diversion Program for July 1, 2022 to June 30th, 23. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. That was motion by Swavely, second by Dorn. Next, approve or disapprove the Memorandum of Understanding of Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid Program and Adult Diversions Programming Agreement for July 1, 23 through June 30th, 24.
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Move to approve. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you. Approve or disapprove statement of acceptance of possession and future responsibility of the inventory listing of courtroom technology items that the Nebraska Administrative Office of Court and Probation, AOCP, has purchased and installed for the county and authorizing chairman to sign. These would be the courthouse technology upgrades to the courtroom.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this item? That was a lot of money put in up there, I believe, $100,000+ into our courtroom that
state did it.
The state paid for instead of the citizens of Gage County. So it was a nice upgrade. I believe the other equipment was over 10 years old, and they were starting to have issues with it.
We paid for it initially anyway, because the taxes we send to the state, but it's still the state funded and took care of everything. So.
Never get away from paying for it.
When some of it's upgraded so that we're able to bring in Zoom, and that will help.
Yeah.
When we can, you know, don't have to worry so much about bringing
Gus doesn't have to drive up and bring somebody back down, okay, so.
There's also a chance we will be doing some upgrades here into the boardroom so that we can also stream. With a little bit of luck, we'll have something like that on our next board meeting agenda. We have a motion by Juergens, second by Dorn, to approve accepting this equipment. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order?
If there's nothing else, I would ask for a short exec meeting so I can bring you up to speed on some litigation issues.
With that, if there's nothing else for the board meeting...
David isn't back calculating the bids yet, okay, so.
We may have time if we take a brief executive session. We could take a brief break first. I anticipate the bids will be fairly straightforward.
It seems that. Just double check
We'd have these back already if I had given these to you right away instead of the other side.
Yep.
We will take a, for council to give us an update on some litigation. Before that, we'll take a brief 5-minute break and come back anticipating an executive session.
Ready?
We will reconvene at 9:48. With that, Mr. Swavely.
David's going through the figures, and he'll come up and give us our record. We talked out in the hall, so.
We did get two bids. We had three proposals go out and two bids come back. It was close. Greenway did come in $885 lesser, I guess is a word. So their price did go up from the last 2 years, $1,225, but that was mainly they raised their mowing rate $30 per time, which he told me that he would have to raise it. But I guess I would recommend that we do go with Greenway for the next 2 years. They had it the last 2 years and did good work.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Juergens, to approve the bid for the next 2 years with Greenway. In full transparency, a company I own was the other bidder on this. Greenway gave us a really good price on this, and it's nice to see some local people. It's another local company bidding on stuff here and giving good prices to our municipalities. So I want to thank them for the bid and also for the pricing.
And I would maybe if you would have got it, your other amounts would go down.
Both companies have worked on this and both have done a good job. So,
any additional discussion on approving Greenway as our lawn provider for the next couple of years? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries.
Thank you.
With that,
she gets those copies.
I gave her.
Oh,
those.
Okay. All right, that's good.
Yeah, don't steal those copies. We'll have to sign them. But with that, I'd ask for a motion to go into executive session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual at 9:50 on the clock for discussion of litigation or litigation update by council.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in closed session at 9:50.
Make a motion to come out of executive. Oh. Make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Motion by Swavely, second by Dorn. Come out of executive session at 10:36 on the clock. Please vote. 5 in favor. We're in regular session. Anything else for the good of the order?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion by Dorn to adjourn at 10:37.
Is it available?
Yep.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Please vote. 5 in favor. We are adjourned.
6. Oh, one, Terry's
two,
gone.
3, 4.
Yep, Terry's gone.
I was like, did I forget to count myself?
No, you did it right.
You did the right math. Don and I were just screwed up.
I'm just looking at the device.
Somebody left.
I am not.